Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Peace and infinite blessings to you, familia. My name is Gukuletu. I am your host and the creator of this podcast, A Word with Gukuletu, also known as Aw Gugu, on all social media platforms. Welcome to the show. Whether you're here for the very first time, welcome to the tribe. Or if you are a long-time member of the tribe, I just want to say thank you for your presence. It's highly, highly appreciated and needed, because this community would be nothing and this podcast would be nothing without your attentive ears. And on that note, with just a few updates, I just want to say I just reached a huge milestone for myself personally, you know, with regards to the number of podcast plays, and I'm so excited about it. You know, I was tempted to underestimate and to tell myself, like, girl, why are you excited? It's only 1,000 plays. But, you know, I think we underestimate the amount of work, the amount of courage it takes to put yourself out there creatively. And that's one thing I definitely realized. And, you know, to me, it's a big deal. You know, to me, it means that I delivered 1,000 times, you know, to people who needed a message. And in fact, I was helped 1,000 times, you know. I grew my courage times 1,000 because of that number. So it's just always nice when you see something, you know, that validates your experience, that validates your ambitions, that validates your aspirations. And I feel like it's really good to celebrate the small wins as well, you know. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm not only going to celebrate myself when I'm now, you know, having a TED talk. No, I'm going to celebrate myself at every step of the journey, because I know the courage it took for me to put myself out there, and I'm proud of myself, and it's okay to be proud of yourself. And I am so grateful for this community that I have built. I'm so grateful for every single one of you listening. Your presence, your support, man, it really means the world. Like, when you guys send me messages and DMs and you say this helped, or you ask me questions, like, it means the world. It literally gives me a sense of purpose in this crazy, chaotic fairy jungle out here. So I just want to say thank you so much for that. And it really opened me up to the possibilities of, you know, I'm hopefully going to have a lot more free time, or a little more free time next year. And, you know, it gives me more push to prioritize this project and just really put my all into it and see how far this thing can go. So thank you so much for that. Just a little update. I don't know. I feel like I've been wanting to add, like, updates in the beginning of my episodes, you know, just for a little personal touch. And then I realized, like, literally everything about this podcast is personal. I literally, you might not realize it, but if you're listening very carefully, I tell a lot about my life and about myself, so it's pretty personal enough already. But no, I will say I'm in a really good space, and I really hope that you are as well on the other side of this listening. And if you're not, you know, I hope that something that comes up in this discussion can just help you, you know, to feel a little more comfortable about where you are at in life. You know, sometimes it's not about wanting to be better. Sometimes we just need to be comfortable with where we are at in life and recognize that this is exactly where you need to be, you know. So even if you don't feel great right now, don't panic. Like, maybe that's exactly where you need to be right now, because the thing that you're about to experience is so great that you even needed like a contrast, you know, to be able to just see how great it is. So rest easy and just rest in the knowing and in the understanding that everything is working out for your greater good always. All right, so now with these intros done, also guys, I just want to say, I know this is very common knowledge, but lemon water, listen, lemon water is the bomb, okay? She's that girl. I've really been trying to make it a point, you know, especially now it's getting really, really hot. And actually, I'm going to be traveling in a few weeks. I'm super excited, but I'm not excited for the snow. I'm really not excited for the snow, but actually, maybe this is what inspired the episode. So I'm going to be traveling, you know, in a few weeks, and I'm going back to a city where actually I was going through a really tough time and kind of was the beginning. Like, how can I say this? When I was in this country, I was in like, I feel like I was at the peak of my self-destruction, you know? So it's going to be really interesting to revisit, you know, that place and to see so many people, family, and all sorts of things, and to see how I'm able to adapt and navigate, you know, in that season of life and in everything I need to do there. While clearly a lot of things about myself have changed, you know, so it's really going to be interesting, but I'm really excited about that. But I was just saying about the lemon water, it's really hot now over here, so I've been trying to up my water intake, and lemon just makes it so much more, you know, scrumptious in my opinion. I love the taste, I love the sourness, I love sour food, you know. So and apart from that, it's really making such a huge difference in my appearance, you know, like my skin, it just looks like a lot clearer. And I'm someone who struggles with you know, hyperpigmentation and like scarring, but I've been noticing that the past couple of weeks, ever since I've been introducing that in to my diet, it's been looking a lot better. So drink your water and add some lemon to it if you're feeling sexy. Okay, so that is all the niceties and everything done. If you made it here without skipping to the meat, I love you, and that's why you're a real one. All right, so as you can see from the title of this episode, we are going to be talking about the fear of being seen. Now, I'm going to be honest, I think I saw this like on my YouTube feed. I watch a lot of YouTube, but I think I saw this on one of my YouTube feeds. And when I saw it, I was really like, whoa, I had a brain moment, because it's something that I've also been reflecting on deeply, that has come in to me, or I've wondered about why I'm so afraid of being seen in certain things and spaces. And I think I want us to start with maybe where maybe that fear comes from, you know, because I think it's always nice when you have an explanation for things. It makes you realize you're not crazy. There's a why to why it happened that way, so surely there should be a how to change it to a different way, right? So I think when we think about the fear of being seen, we really need to go back to the part of it that is scary, in my opinion, or in my personal observation, is the being seen. So it's one thing to trip and fall, right? We can use a practical example. Like, let's say you trip and you fall, but no one is around. In fact, when you trip and fall, most times what most people do is look around, right? That's your first initial reaction, is to be like, did anybody see that? You know, you just want to check that the coast is clear. And why is that? That's because if people were around, obviously they would have seen you in a moment of weakness, in a moment of fragility, in a moment where you are unable to defend yourself, in a moment where you are now vulnerable to being judged, you know, because we've all experienced that, and we all know, and we've all done that. Let me not even say only experience. We've all judged people, you know, in their moments of weakness. And so we know that other human beings are capable of doing such to us, you know? And so I think that when we narrow down to the why are we afraid of being seen, and we understand that it's due to all those things, it kind of helps us to understand how to revert that, or how to navigate that, and to understand that. Okay, so let me first start here. I've talked a lot about the concept of validation, and I usually talk about it in a negative sense, or in a sense of, you know, we really shouldn't chase validation from other people, and that is absolutely correct. We really shouldn't, you know, because it's not something that we have control over. I'm a big believer in being obsessed with the things that you have control over, because you have control over that, you know? So it means that at any given moment, if you don't like what you are seeing as a result of that thing, you can do something about it. But I don't want that to negate from the very human need for external validation. Now, I sound like I'm contradicting myself, which I think I usually am, because two things are always true at once, or more. Two or more things are always true at once. But at the end of the day, human beings, I believe, I think I've read or I've heard that we are social animals. You know, and because of that, the need for validation, I think, it's a natural thing, you know, and in fact, being externally validated is a great thing, you know. It's a great thing for understanding our social standing. It's a great thing for solidifying our role in whatever communities we're in. It's a great thing for pushing us forward and for making us understand that we are part of something bigger than just ourselves. It's a great thing for reminding us that we are not islands. It's a great thing, and this is the last one, for showing us our gifts and our talents. You know, we all deserve and need and want to be validated, to have someone pat us on the back and say, you did a good job, you know, you're good at that, you did amazing at that, you know. So the fear now, or the problem now, it's always a very thin line between that and making that validation the baseline for why you do everything that you do. And it's a very thin line, obviously, which I'm sure we all have an idea of or know. However, it's important to be conscious about that, you know. So the fear of being seen, a lot of the times I think it can be caused by, and I'm just now, you know, looking at my personal observations, it's sometimes we look at life as some sort of zero-sum game, right? So what that means is that if I'm winning, that means that you have to be losing. And I have to be honest and say that I don't know if I have completely believe that that is not true, because, you know, in some situations I struggle to see how, I really struggle to see how, like, if that person, or if, you know, there is some there, how there can be nothing there. But I also recognize that as, you know, an extension of lack mentality in a lot of ways. So I'm not going to take that as truth, but I'm going to recognize and acknowledge that it's something that I still struggle with. However, in the case, rather, of being afraid to be seen. I think somewhere along the line or somewhere along the way, we learn that we need to shrink ourselves in order to make space for others. Sometimes it was our survival mechanism, right? Sometimes we had no choice but to do that because we were dealing with highly emotionally unintelligent people or uncompromising situations that literally required us to shrink ourselves for our own safety. I'm gonna get a little personal here, okay? As a little bit of a bigger girl, okay? I feel like that actually has been a constant recurring theme for as long as maybe even before I could even remember. I have always battled to make myself invisible because when you are and now we're about to get into some things because we could talk about so many things here. You know, the over-sexualization of the Black girl's body is something that one day I really want to have the courage and the verbiage to expand on. But I'll just make it simple, you know. Being a bigger girl, right? I've always experienced this heightened over-sexualization from a young age. And before I even had the words for it, I have always strived in some way to make myself invisible. And in fact, I don't want to say always because I do remember there was a point where things kind of changed, you know? I kind of went from being a child one day to one day being like, oh, and just, you know, being like open, being so loud and like having so many opinions and thoughts and, you know, just being a very charismatic young child. And when I started to realize how I was perceived in this world, my perception, or others' perception of me rather, as a child, right? This is still as a child. I'm still growing. But just because of the way that I look and because of a lot of different factors and, you know, societal consequences of that, what ended up happening is I now realize that, oh, wait a minute. I don't want to be seen anymore. I don't want to be perceived anymore. Because why? Why was this? Why did suddenly being seen, or why did I associate being seen in a negative light? Well, things changed, obviously, because now there was a danger that came with that. Because of how people perceived me because of my body and how I looked, even as a young child, that signaled to me a sense of danger. That told me that I needed to make myself as small, as invisible as possible. And, you know, apart from that, apart from being overly sexualized, you know, you can go back to little kids. I mean, little kids are mean. You know, little kids are mean. And, you know, here come the comments about, you know, the big girl and the this and the that. And it's actually a little bit difficult for me to talk about these things because I didn't, throughout my life, I haven't, you know, given it time or given it the weight that it deserves in a lot of ways. And what I mean by that is that I underestimated how much those experiences have affected me and have influenced my desire at times, oftentimes, to just want to be invisible and to not be seen by people and to just shrink into the backgrounds, you know. A fear in being, or fear of being seen, is often a disbelief in the cause of your existence, or it expands that, and what that means is that you now start to see yourself as some sort of big mistake, some sort of big incident, some sort of big coincidence that just kind of happened. And I remember actually someone once told me you're always trying so hard to shrink yourself, but can't you see you were made to be seen? You know, you were created with so much purpose and so much conviction and so much purpose. You know, I think if we just take it back to that in and of itself, that in itself is a rebuttal to every lie that has ever been told to you, directly or indirectly, to people that you don't deserve to be seen, that what you are is a danger to society, that what you are is the cause of people's bad decisions or bad actions, that what you are is a reason for shame, is a reason for bullying. And that's what bullying is, right? It's it picks apart at you in the sense that it tells you that, or it reinforces in your mind, in your mental, that what you are is a reason for disgust, it's a cause for disgust, it's a reason to be ashamed. And the moment that I started believing that verbiage and, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff that I'm not going to really get into too much detail of, that is when I developed a fear of being seen. And I talked about deleting my Instagram as well in the episode about quitting social media. And I think one thing I didn't mention as well was, apart from, you know, genuinely not liking the image that I was portraying or that I had, or just genuinely not being interested in that account at that time, another part of it was I had developed such a deep fear of being seen that I have slowly but surely started to come out, you know. People who know me know that I'm not someone who like posts a lot, you know, but I used to be, you know, I used to be someone who was really interested in just sharing things about myself, in, you know, once again, being that charismatic, almost that charismatic little 5-year-old girl who's just so happy about her ideas and believes in herself and believes in her right to live and exist and to take up space. And, you know, I've been trying to find the balance between, obviously, I have, I think a private life is a happy life, to be quite honest, and I'm glad for that perspective change, and we thank God for maturity, amen. but at the same time, I think there is a fine line, and especially if you're someone who struggles with the fear of being seen, and you know, you can relate it to your own personal struggles and your own personal stories, but if you know that you have that fear of being seen, I think it's good to question where our desire to want to be private or to enclose ourselves or to isolate comes from. Sometimes it's a genuine understanding or position of private life, happy life. So sometimes that desire to, you know, enclose ourselves and, you know, keep ourselves away from people in the world is that was my stomach. If you heard that, please just pardon that. Hey, it's my reminder for my body to eat. But sometimes that desire comes from the genuine understanding and mature understanding that is that a private life is genuinely a happy life. And I think I will hopefully one day do a podcast episode as well about, you know, that concept of private being the best way to live your life. But when I'm ready and when I have the ability to do so. But I think it's important that we kind of decipher so that we can, you know, see where the thin line is and which side of it we fall onto. Because one thing that I've realized is that shrinking ourselves and being afraid of being seen, it inhibits us from so much of what is waiting out there for us, you know. And it seems like something so small, but the thing about it is, especially if you yourself are afraid of being seen, right, you are the one now controlling how much access people have to you, how much access you have to your dreams, how much you're able to hear and see everything that God has lined up for you. And so it becomes really dangerous, because at the end of the day, only you are in control of that, you know. So sometimes we block ourselves off and we think that, and we are, in a way, you definitely do block yourself off from the negative. But it's just about that fine line of also being careful not to block ourselves off from what is meant for us. I think that's why it's so important to believe in a creator. And I want to talk about something and say something. You know, I think sometimes with secularism, right, that's what I will call it, which, you know, is something that I dabbled in 100%, you know, even on this podcast. I think you guys have been able to experience and hear tidbits of my spiritual journey, though I never say anything outright because it's not my style and there still has to be a little bit of mystique to it. Come on. But, you know, oftentimes the argument, you know, for secularism and those kinds of things is that, you know, well, I want to be able to, or why should I praise anything higher than myself? You know, I should be able to be a god in my own right, a god in my own, you know, doing. And, you know, for me, I came to the understanding that I don't actually want to be my own God, because I have seen how other humans, or what other humans are capable of. Humans are capable of faults. That's kind of what makes us human. And that's fine. You know, that's fine for a human being, because as a human being, our purpose shouldn't be to be God, right? I completely understand and agree with the sentiment that we are more in control of our lives than we believe. And I don't believe in being, how can I say? I don't believe in making ourselves slaves to worldly things or making ourselves slaves to creations, because that's where we allow ourselves to be ruled by the validation of other people. Because you might think, oh, I am my own God, not understanding, not realizing that those thoughts that you have, they come from other people. So essentially, you go to giving your entire power and allowing your entire being to be defined by other people. If that's the case, I would rather, if I'm going to give my power to anyone anyways, you get what I'm saying? It's like, if my power ultimately is going to be given to something anyways, then I would much rather to have a God that is greater than me, to have a creator that is bigger than me, that has more power than me. I don't think we should look at that as a bad thing. I think that that should give us a little bit of peace of mind to know that there are things that are in our control, but there are also things that are out of our control. And that's a beautiful thing, because it gives us the opportunity to lean upon a creator. So all I'm trying to say is that the fear of being seen is an extension, and it causes a disbelief in the cause of your existence. And I don't believe that we are incidences. I don't believe that we are just coincidences walking around. I believe that there is so much purpose in every single atom of your being and fiber of your being. And so it's important that we understand or we know who we are allowing to define us. Whatever your personal, spiritual, or whatever beliefs are, you know, they're so important because they play a role in how you allow yourself to be seen or how you are afraid of being seen. If your validation comes from people, and even if your validation comes from only yourself, the fear of being seen, there is a higher likelihood of that because that is no longer in your control. And it's in the control of people just like you, who you know are capable of messing up, who you know are capable of jealousy, who you know are capable of malice. And I would highly encourage us not to allow creation to define you. Allow a creator to define you, you know. Another thing I want to add on this conversation is when you think of a candlelight is useful only as long as it's put on the top of a table for everyone to see. And in the same way, everything that we go through, everything that has been put in us, all of our gifts, all of our talents, all of our pain even, there is a deep and highly, highly, highly beautiful intrinsic, that's the word I was looking for, intrinsic purpose to everything that you are and everything that you've been through. But it is of no use if you don't share that with the world. And you can make baby steps, you know. I really don't believe in this attention currency, if I can say it like that, because I think we've now changed into a world where attention really is the new currency. And I don't desire fame. I don't desire that in the least bit. I think it looks imprisonment, you know. It looks like imprisonment, rather. It looks like torture to be famous, if I'm being quite honest. However, there's someone out there, even if it's just one person, who needs you, who needs everything that you are, who needs a situation explained in a way that only you could explain it. There's someone out there who needs everything that you are, who needs your artistic vision, who needs your ability to reason, who needs your painful story, because they might be going through a similar thing. They might be a similar way, and they might understand it in only a way that you can explain it. And so when we are afraid of being seen, although it is an us problem, it's actually a world problem. It now extends into being other people's problem, because you are robbing other people from a part, a link in their golden chain of success, by not allowing yourself to be seen by the people who need to see you. And it doesn't have to be the whole world. It doesn't need to be the whole world. But I think we underestimate just how much value we have to other people. And I think we underestimate as well that everything that we've been through and certain experiences, they only start to make sense when we gain the courage to share them and to be open about them, even if it has to start with yourself, which I think for a lot of us it does, you know. Even for myself, you know, a lot of this and a lot of this podcast is self-reflection that is helping me to make sense of certain things. But it's crazy, and you see how life works, is that through that you are able to hopefully help other people. You're able to share space with other people, you know. I'm not trying to make, like, I'm not Mother Teresa, I'm not no saint. I'm not just helping people out here, but I do think that I've been able to share space with people. And that in itself is a beautiful thing that allows us to transcend past painful experiences. So just remember that whenever you feel afraid of being seen, just go back to that analogy of a candle and, you know, how it would make no sense to put a candle underneath a table, you know, or in a confined space. It would just burn up, you know. And liken yourself to that candle, you know. Sometimes the lost piece or the missing piece of the puzzle is really to put yourself out there. And I know it can be hard for those of us who are not necessarily extroverts. Like, I know I'm not, you know. And I don't think it means that we need to be extroverts, but it's about building that discernment, number one, to know what kind of people might deserve, you know, might need your presence. What kind of people's presence do you need? That's a good way to start, you know, because usually there's something there to be gained and something there to be given from one person to the next. And I think if we allow ourselves to explore that, it can be a really beautiful thing, and it can lead to really beautiful relationships, discoveries about ourselves, truths about ourselves, and it can help us to destroy and rebuke those things and those lies that we've been told about our existence and what it means for us to be seen. I just want to remind you that there is enough, more than enough space just for you. There is enough space just for you. For every dream that you can dream up, every thought you can think of, every experience you can remember, every memory you can hold, all the love you have to give and to hold and to receive. You have every single right to exist and to take up space in this world. And I hope that you never, ever allow those negative lies that were told to you about what it means to take up space and what it means when you take up space specifically. See, sometimes we're told, or we get the messaging, that certain type of people are allowed to take up space. You're allowed to take up space if, you know, you take up only like a size 2 amount of space. Or you're allowed to take up space if you look a particular kind of way, or if you get these kinds of grades, or if you are attractive in this kind of way. Those are all lies. There is enough space just for you, just for where you are at in life, just enough to carry you. And there will be enough at every stage of your life. Let's try to remind ourselves, I suppose, that life is not a zero-sum game. And it doesn't take one person not having space in order for you to have space. And it doesn't require your shrinkage to create the space for another to shine. I think another thing that might help us in this journey and in this fear of being seen is just to remember how safe and divinely protected that we are. As I said in the beginning, sometimes our fear of being seen, it comes from literally a survival mechanism where shrinking was the safest option. Shrinking was something that we did for our literal survival. And I think that we sometimes have to remind ourselves that I'm safe now. You know, I'm okay now. God's got me now. You know, I have my community now. I have friends. I have people who love me. I know what that is. And to trust ourselves, going back to that first episode, to trust ourselves, to trust God, to trust the people we've decided to trust, you know. in that and to know that we are safe, to know that even if we do fall, even if we do mess up, even if I do look different than you, I'm not going to be judged for it. The number one space to find that is with your creator, with the number one, the most high, because there's no other place where that feeling, that love, that acceptance comes so freely and comes so naturally. And honestly, there's no better place to search for that acceptance. And with that being said, family, I just want to encourage you, if you have a fear of being seen, take it step by step. As I said, I don't believe that we all need to be famous, or that fame or being seen by everybody is even really a good thing. One thing that I've realized as well is that there are seasons in life, right? Sometimes we are hidden, you know, by God for our own protection. Sometimes we genuinely are hidden, and it's like there are times we want to be seen when we feel like, well, no one's looking at me, no one's giving me attention, and we don't realize it at the time, but it's for our protection. So I just want you to reflect on some of those ideas. But I never want us to feel afraid of being seen. It's something that I'm working on. And I know that it's something I'm going to have to really just figure out, because I don't want to block myself off from opportunities because of my fear of being seen. At the same time, I don't want to put myself in danger, and I don't want to expose myself unnecessarily to people who wish me, you know, no well, or who don't wish me well, rather. You know, just for a little bit of attention. So it's a fine line, like most things are. But I really just wanted to bring this to your attention, family, and it's just a quick word for us to reflect on. I actually have to get rushing now to a class, so that's why I don't want things to sound like I'm just abruptly leaving. But I want you to do me a really huge favor. If there's anything that you would like me to talk about on this podcast, or if there's anything that you would like to say about this particular episode, which is called The Fear of Being Seen, or any other episode really, please do make use of the voice messages on Spotify. So it's a feature where you can send in a voice message in response to the podcast episode. And I would really appreciate the engagement, because, you know, the audience is growing, the community is growing, which is really exciting. And I want to make sure that, you know, it's a community that benefits us both. You know, you guys listen to my venting, and you know, you give me a space to vent and really just break down some ideas, and I really appreciate that. And I want to have your input in as well, so I would really appreciate that engagement. But other than that, I wish you nothing but the best that life has to offer, and I'm wishing you the most graceful day, night, afternoon, wherever you are. May it be well with you. And I will see you in the next one, family.